You published a study in endocrinology that actually was of such impact that it was selected as the cover story for endocrinology, with a pretty picture on the cover. That study describes exercise regulation of marrow fat in the setting of a drug commonly used in diabetic management, the PPAR gamma drugs, the glitazones of one kind or another. Can you briefly describe what you found and the significance of that observation?
Yeah, so in this particular study, we were interested. We knew that this drug, which had been used for a long time to treat diabetic patients and really significantly reduces blood sugar levels in diabetic patients, we knew that that drug alters fat distribution in the body significantly. So it decreases fat in the areas around the abdominal organs, which we all think is a good thing, and it increases fat in some other locations, like under the skin, the subcutaneous fat, and also we've known that it increases marrow fat. It hasn't previously been rigorously quantified to what extent the marrow fat is increased with this drug, so our first aim was to look and see just how much is this drug increasing marrow fat. And then we wanted to know whether our exercise intervention could additionally regulate this increased marrow fat, which is probably going to be much more increased from this drug intervention than it would be from, you know, something else like a dietary intervention. And we were fascinated to see that the marrow fat was very highly increased with the drug, you know, more than sixfold what it would be otherwise, and that the bones were sort of chock full of fat. And we used an imaging technique in which we applied micro CT imaging to look at the marrow fat with a special stain. And this allowed us to also get a very nice image, and I think this is probably why it made the cover, because the images were pretty dramatic of the bones being so filled with fat. And it sort of gives you an impression that this drug is very powerful in its redistribution of fat, and what it does to the bone is pretty significant. And then we were able to show that exercise was able to overcome the drug a little bit, not fully, but it was able to decrease the marrow fat even in the setting of taking this powerful drug.
So these studies have been done in mice in order to extrapolate these findings to humans. You would have to show, at least to a certain extent, the same observation occurred in patients on these drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so human studies have shown an increased fracture risk of these drugs. So we know, and we've known for a long time, that these drugs are affecting bone health. Also, there's some MRI studies that have been done in humans, but not large-scale studies to show that there is an increase in fat in humans. So I think that our data in mice makes sense looking at the human studies, but it would take a very large-scale trial to really confirm our results in humans.